people who have walked the face of the earth, only a tiny percentage have ever occupied the throne of a king. And those who have found themselves in such a position have undoubtedly discovered that they are very limited, even with the power that they achieve. They are limited to a specific geographic area and are limited only to the time that they have here on earth. How wonderfully different by contrast is Jesus, the Lord of heaven. He is the one whose reign is eternal and who occupies not just one small kingdom, but who is the king of the realms, plural. He is the one who reigns in heaven above. He is the one who sits on the throne of the realm of earth. And he is the one who occupies the throne of the Christian heart. We'll be singing this morning three pieces which reflect those portions of our theme for this year. Do you have hymnals? Maybe you don't have hymnals. I thought you might. On page 26 in our hymnal is the historic Sanctus. And the very first hymn is an echo of the angel's song as revealed to us by the prophet Isaiah, those angels who sing back and forth to one another day and night, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are filled with his glory." You'll hear the first piece in Latin, but they are very familiar words, Sanctus, 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 and so forth. The second of the pieces will be speaking of his coming to earth as the Savior of the world, being born in Bethlehem. Not only its Savior, but its King. And then the third piece ties into the idea of Jesus occupying most eagerly the throne of the Christian heart, the piece thereby presenting and sending out this invitation: see how the manger calls each one to claim the Christ as God's own Son. For us he conquered death and hell, for him we sing our glad Noel.
Thank you.
pray. Great King of all realms, earthly and heavenly, we thank you for the unfathomable love and grace which you have shown to us, that you would stoop so low to take our place, to bear our sins, and thereby open for us the gates of paradise, that we might become the children of the heavenly King and see before us those gates of paradise opened wide, where one day soon you will welcome all in whom you, Jesus, reign as Lord in heart. We pray that you would enable us by the power of your Spirit to sing heartily your praises this Christmas season, thankful for all that you have and continue to do and certainly will do for us in a glorious future. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.